You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Kia ora, Barnaby. How's it going?
Kia ora, Emma. It's great to be on the show. Yeah, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good, good. Now, exciting stuff. You have a new single coming out Friday, 8-Bit, The Dub. Tell us a bit about the song and where the roots are, where it comes from. Yeah.
Sure thing, yeah. So the band The Black Seeds, we've been around a wee while, and we have a new single. It's called 8-Bit. I've sent you the world premiere of the dub version of it because it's not released, the single and the dubs, until Friday. So yeah, 8-Bit is about, well, it's about kind of confrontation and conflict, really. The world's full of conflict and confrontation, always has been, always will be, unfortunately. And so that's whether it's personal conflict with, you know, your partner or friend, or whether it's you know, local kind of conflict, or national, or even global, which is quite broad. The term, you know, conflict is quite broad. So that's what the, you know, that's what the song looks at lyrically. And then in terms of the rhythm, you know, the band were tracking, it's probably close to 2 years ago now, new songs, you know, new, and this one wasn't a finished song. We actually recorded the instrumental first, the riff and the rhythm, that we could, you know, I had an idea, and then the band kind of took a hold of it, and we just pumped out about five takes, and we used one of those takes as the groove. And then I went away, and it took a long time to, you know, have the focus and the drive, or the frustration even, to then pen some lyrics for that particular rhythm. And then we made it into the song that you'll hear later, and you'll hear on Friday, 8-Bit. Yeah, and I guess 8-Bit, the name stuck. There's a theme, there's a video coming out with it, which is very kind of Double Dragon old arcade game look for the lyric video. And so, and also the tone of the whole song is kind of a little bit kind of edgy and a bit kind of square. So that's why it was called 8-Bit, and we just stuck with the title of the demo, you know, and it fits it because it's kind of a square, kind of a almost computer gamey type sound in a way.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that beat is pretty cool. I did have a listen. Very excited to edit to some playlists when it comes out. Can you tell us more about the process when you write? Because you have a total of 8 people in the band at sometimes.
That's
what
right.
What is it like writing a song with 8 people? How do you do it?
Yeah, how do you do it? I don't know. There's no right or wrong way. I mean, we all live in different cities, you see. Most of us. There's two in Wellington, there's two in Auckland, there's one in Christchurch, one in Nelson. I live in New Plymouth.
Oh, wow.
And actually, there's two in New Plymouth. So we're pretty spread out, so you can't just get together and jam. But when we do come together for tracking of the album ideas, you know, you're just putting that good energy together, bringing the band together, and everyone is chipping in. And so then that's what the band is, you know, that team, that musical team, and those different ideas. You know, someone might bring a riff in, and then we say, hey, let's just jam on this for a bit. So this song is an example of something that wasn't a song that I just went and wrote and then brought it to the band or anything. This was very much a team effort. I don't usually like other people writing lyrics for me to sing in this band. We have two main lyricists, myself and Daniel Wheatman. So when he's singing a song, it's up to him to write the lyrics, and then I might help on some backing vocals or whatever. But we don't usually write lyrics for each other so much. And that's kind of cool because it mixes up the expression and mixes up the tone and the voice. It's not an easy thing. Sorry to you know, it's easy for us to be together and jam. Once we're together, it feels effortless. We all get on well. We love each other. We, you know, have a beer and get jamming and then find something good. But I, you know, I don't think that laboring a lot over songs is a very good idea. Can be quite frustrating. And also, you know, you have to go with the flow a bit as well. I've had examples of where someone thinks, you know, it should be like this, and I think it should be this other way, and you can have kind of creative you know, tussles, but in general we go for flow, and that's joyous. Yeah
That's cool how, I guess, organic it is, and it should be, you know. Music is very human. That's cool to hear.
Yeah, it's amazing. it's amazing when you put your people to it, and everyone has their different talents and different ears, and everyone has a different perspective on how they're hearing things, and then when how quickly something good can, you know, a piece of music can come, can be kind of put together quite quickly when you, when you, when you're free and you're in a good mood and you're adding your part, and you know, and it can come together quite quickly.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And then you spend the next 2 years, you know, trying to write some lyrics and mixing it and stuff. You know, that's the slow, that can be the slow bit.
Right. Yeah, I could imagine. Do you guys record in Wellington, or where do you?
We do. We've been recording with Dr. Lee Preble for many years, we record at the Surgery Studios in Newtown. Not very often, not often enough, but that's where we choose to record. Really great setup, really homely studio vibe, and he's got a really awesome collection of gear and microphones and a great sensibility. So yeah, we usually meet up there, stay there, and play there.
Cool. Oh, very exciting. And obviously you have this new song coming out Friday, and I heard maybe an album. What more's coming from the Black Seeds?
Yeah, an album is coming. We're working on that. It'll be later in the year. So we've released a single, Compassion, last year, end of last year. This is our second single, which is bound to be on the album. And we've got, you know, a good handful of other songs that need finessing. So yeah, you can look out for an album for us. We're hoping it will be somewhere like August, September.
Cool.
Yeah.
Not too far, really, in the scheme of things. That's exciting. True. And touring, any shows? I saw you might be playing in Canada soonish.
We are, yeah. We had a really good summer in New Zealand, playing a bunch of shows, including supporting UB40, which was cool.
Awesome.
And we played shows like festivals like Matakana Rama, that's a fairly new festival.
Yeah.
And we played Rhythm and Alps, and we played where else did we play? All around the place, actually. So that was good summer, and yes, we're going to Canada at the end of June for about 7 days, or 10 days, you know, total. And then so it's quite short. We're just playing in BC side, you know, Victoria. Scar Festival is the main gig that we're playing, and then we're playing a bunch of side shows as well. So it'll be a quick trip, that one.
Yeah.
But, and then, you know, we'll look at doing a New Zealand tour later in the year.
Awesome. Oh, looking forward to it. Surely come down to Otsu Futi. That would be
Yeah, we'd love to. Yeah, absolutely love to be playing in Dunedin for sure.
Yeah. And what is the musical background of yourself, Barnaby?
Okay. I just, you know, had some piano lessons. My mum listened to music. My dad worked in recording studios.
Cool.
And so there's a bit of background there. And then once, you know, getting into guitar, you know, kind of 11, 12, 13, start playing a bit more, start young bands. And, yeah, I just always had a passion for, you know, trying to write and make up music. And then later, you know, like you, volunteered as a DJ on Radioactive in Wellington, the equivalent of Radio 1, I believe. And then and there's many years there, and that's where the Black Seeds formed. So yeah, I've always been kind of tinkering away on demos and things like that, starting with a 4-track and starting at my dad's work, you know, recording my bad DJing and making up cool sounds and stuff. And so, yeah, I've always been interested in making little productions and stuff like that. And then that just kind of grew and grew.
Cool. Who are your musical inspirations for the DJing and for the band and for your own music?
Oh.
Yeah,
I mean, there's so much local talent, people that I met through Radioactive, including Moo, bless his soul, he has passed recently. And the Roots Foundation DJs, you know, reggae DJs, the Roots and Culture DJs. So there was a lot of inspiration from and the funk and hip-hop guys, and, you know, a lot of inspiration from friends that I met through doing radio. In terms of international, you know, artists, you know, I'm quite into my retro funk and old-school hip-hop. And that music still inspires me, and Jamaican music, you know, inspires me, but I don't pretend to be up with the play on all the latest releases. You know, there's just so much music out there. It's really hard. I don't think it's possible, and it's not a good idea to try to be, you know what everyone's doing and have that listening time. I find is quite hard being a parent as well.
Yeah.
So my musical listening time is often something that might be from the 70s or 80s or 90s. I'm not just scouring Spotify for the next new thing. I think that's where radio comes in.
Yeah.
It's great to have that fresh music and different perspectives, you know, and a sense of community. And look, a song just pops up and you go, wow, I love that. You know, and then you make a friend for life with that song. And sometimes, for me, it's an artist that I already know from, like, JJ Cale the other day. I, you know, listened to an album that I hadn't heard much of, and I found another track, and I was just like, oh, I love this, you know. And so you find these gems and these gifts come to you, and they inspire you, and I think music's really special in that way. And so I just let it come to me, really. I don't, I'm not kind of, you know, the hunger for listening to heaps of music all the time. I don't have that. I don't think it's worthwhile. I think
it's,
you know,
lot.
You go for it. But it's good to be entertained and try and, you know, listen to new music. Yeah, sure.
Definitely. Yeah, there is a lot out there. It can be overwhelming sometimes. But yeah. And your band has been playing and creating music for about 25 years now, which is pretty awesome.
Mm.
How have you...
Even more, I think.
That is
27 years or so.
Yeah. How have you found and seen the New Zealand music scene to change over that time? Just curious.
Yes. My perspective is that, you know, I guess, well, around the early 2000s is when the idea of, say, New Zealand Music Month came about.
Yeah.
2001, I think, which helped, you know, inspire and encourage people to, one, make music, two, to share it and be proud of our own artists and our own sounds. And I think, you know, with dance music and hip-hop combining and techno coming in and then, you know, the dub and drum and bass, you know, and mixing together, have some really interesting music. And then throwing that Kiwi, you know, take on it and getting that Kiwi voice, which is unique, over the top and melody, you know, that's really special. And so you could see New Zealand music started, you know, gaining momentum in terms of, you know, feeling that pride for homemade New Zealand made music that was starting to sound really, really cool. And we actually started, you know, really supporting our artists a bit more on radio and TV and being a bit more proud of what we make. So there is a New Zealand, you know, sound to a degree, and the Black Seeds were part of that.
It's for sure.
And so that's you know, a gift for us. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Now, on the note of New Zealand Music Month, or Te Marama Pūrū or Aotearoa, would you be able to give us a tune? Recommend us a tune to listen to for the week.
Yes, I will. But it's, you know, you're going to know the song. But I thought when you asked me this earlier, you know, something classic that I think maybe at the dawn of, you know, the golden years of New Zealand music, when that kind of started to really bloom, you know, and a song that I still play sometimes live, DJ, you know, to people, is Chains, you know, Shea Fu and Damn Native. And it's just, you know, you're getting this fresh New Zealand hip hop sound. Coming through. I love Shea Fu. You know, he was just he's being admitted into the New Zealand Music Hall of Fame soon, at the Aotearoa Music Awards. And he's a lovely guy. And you know, that's just a sound that we're always going to love. Another one on a similar tip would be King Kapisi, Screams from the Old Plantation. You know, he's a Wellington lad, and he's got his Samoan roots, and so there's that sound of, you know, Pacifica and hip hop, and that's a good thing too. But yeah, both quite old school hip hop selections from me.
Oh, awesome! Thank you so much for those. I'll play them when I air this interview for sure. Now, bit of a random question. I did warn you. What native bird do you most align with, or your band? It's up to you.
Well, I think the kereru is a pretty famous bird. I see a lot of kereru where I live on my street, and because there's lots of trees around, which is nice. And they're just kind of a bit lazy and a plump, and you know, they might be a bit drunk from the berries. And they hang out in pairs, don't they? They hang out with their partner.
Lifelong partners. So beautiful.
So that's pretty amazing. So I'd have to go Kereru. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Good. Bloody good choice. Bloody good choice. Now, our final question. You guys formed as friends at Radioactive in Wellie, the student radio. Do you have any, I guess this would be quite relatable, do you have any tips or advice for aspiring musicians at this stage in life? Yeah.
I think when you're young, you can go for it. You can try things out. And I think it's good to release things and you know, it's a whole new, it's a different process to what we were trying to do that took forever back then. You know, practice together, keep it fun. But if you're driven and determined to make a career or a career of it, then that's something really special. I think that often, you know, and I'm guilty of this. You know, you can try to perfect a song like it's your last release, and you've only, you know, it's only your second or first release. I don't think, you know, just you've got to throw paint at the wall. You know, you've got to try things out, and actually, the imperfections are going to be what makes it interesting. Mm. Throw your character out there, throw your stories out there, express yourself fully, not you know, under a veil, you know, express yourself wholeheartedly, I think.
Yeah.
And be proud of it. And hey, not everyone's going to love it, so you're going to might have to, you know, just don't worry about that, because everyone likes what they like. And but you might crack it and come up with something really interesting, or something that helps people, or something that stays with people, or helps celebrate life, or something you want to listen to when you're sad, or there's lots of applications, aren't there, for new music. I think having your original Kiwi Aotearoa voice is important, and your stories are important. So yeah, bring it on.
Awesome, good advice. Thank you so much, Barnaby. Thank you for your energy and your time. So looking forward to playing the tune, man. 8-bit.
Yeah,
super
awesome.
Exciting. Yeah. And yeah, seeing what's more to come with the Black Seeds. Thank you for your lovely answers. That was a beautiful kōrero. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Emma. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, check out this song. So I'll just give you a little bit of background, if that's all right,
yeah,
Emma, before I go.
Go for it.
So this is the dub of the single that's coming out on Friday.
Yeah.
This will also be released on Friday, but you're the world premiere on your show today. Tonight is Riz Dub. Now, the reason it's called Riz Dub is because it's Ryan Preble, whose brother recorded it, Lee Preble. Now, they're a great family of talented guys. And so this is literally Ryan, who plays guitar in the Black Seeds, his dub of the single 8-bit. It's called Riz Dub.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, we'll play it next. Easy as.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.